Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Narlski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Narlski. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Button goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Moran covering, for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 0 for 1 in the game. Narlski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Caris Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Malzone is walked intentionally. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Malzone moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Avila. The throw from White and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Minoso moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to second. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Button moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Cal McLish now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Karis Quell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell pinch hits for Cal McLish. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hardy moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Avila moves to third. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Chern now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Dick Brown. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Billy Moran. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for Chuck Chern. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.